T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, and it is a good evening to you and how you be at 11:04 on a Monday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson Street, Paulie Rosenberg. Rosenberg on the other side of the kitchen at 1-877-337-6666. As if you didn't know, that'll be the number for a four-hour schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence, and she coming your way at 3 on your fan. New York City.
Are they going through a charade, or can we have serious negotiations and get something done?
Negotiations grinding to a halt. The league and the Players Association have been unable to reach an agreement on how to share the cost of playing a season without revenue from fans.
We're going to play baseball in 2020, 100%. If it has to be under the March 26th agreement, if we get to that point in the calendar, so be it.
Let's get back to what we were doing before.
The league's owners had offered a 72-game schedule with 80% of players' prorated salaries. The players' union sent a letter back to owners saying if they're going to impose a season, just inform the players when to report.
I really don't want to play 48 games. I hope 70, 75, 80 games would be awesome if possible. No, but I understand both sides.
At this point, this negotiation could go either way.
And work something out during this pain of a pandemic. But I say almost, because the negotiations we've witnessed for Major League Baseball have been horrendous.
Get back to where you once belonged.
Players Association said Saturday it would no longer discuss a restart plan after it rejected a proposal for them to make no more than 37% of their salaries for playing 44% of a season.
They know that they're in a position to, bring back, a sense of unity. Our country's going through some really tough times, and they, more than ever, I see a desire to getting, baseball going. I'm really hopeful that an agreement will be reached in the next couple of days, and we'll get back on the field and play some ball.
The negotiations have thus far been a flop.
But one way or the other, we're playing Major League Baseball.
It's unfair to leave players and the fans hanging at this point.
We're very unhappy with the negotiations.
It will be painful, and it will be something that was going to take a while for us to recover from.
So the players wanted to know where and when. Apparently, the owners have come back with who, what, and why. In other words, when Manfred came out with 100% we'll have a season, it might be next year, barring a lockout when the players threaten to get even for what appears to be a pass on 2020 from owners who hate the union more than they love the game of baseball. So, who's on first? Nobody. We don't even get Casey striking out. Tinkers to Evans has no chance. You'll not get Bobby Thompson shot heard round the world when it appears baseball has no shot in 2020. What we have here is a failure to negotiate. The players don't think the owners have negotiated in good faith. Let me know when negotiations begin. Once upon a time, the owners gave the players a ball four. The players say it's more strike three. In other words, are we on or are we out for 2020? The owners, thinking themselves so coy, so clever, thought they might be able to fool the players by doing the math this way. The owners would offer a dollar bill. The players would say that is not enough. So then the owners would counter with four quarters. The players would then say that is not enough. So the owners would come back, well, here's 100 pennies, and that's enough to fill both pockets. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. The owners, namely those two Pinocchios, one with the Cubs in Chicago and the other in St. Louis holding all the cards, will tell you they have a cash flow problem and you can't make any money in baseball. Liar, liar, pants on fire. It is hard, very, very hard to lose money when baseball has just signed a TV deal where if you take 5 minutes to add up all the zeros, Major League Baseball owners can now buy Europe with Australia and New Zealand included. You know, you listen to the owners and you'll think they are not in line, you know, for a government stimulus package. I think they are going to claim one. No. They have a lot of money. You're going to say they have all, but they're telling us you can't make money in baseball. We have a cash flow problem. And now I think they are going to appeal, not to the players, of course, in any way, shape, or form, because they know the players know they have all the money in the world, but they're going to appeal to the government and get themselves the next stimulus package that is put out there. Have the owners called Coogan's bluff? Are we going to have a season in the sun with that virus in the on-deck circle? Are the owners going to keep all that revenue they have hidden in those books they never open? Are we going to see LeBron before we see Garrett Cole? Are we going to see Panarin before we see Cy Grom? Are we going to see Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones before we see Pete Alonso? Who do these owners, who do these guys, who do they hate more? A, Tony Clark, who wants more games and money. B, other owners who want more games and willing to pay more money to the players. Or C, not making more profits this year than last. Here's a hint. There's no wrong answer. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line. The owners holding true to the golden rule. Those with the gold rule. The owners might be willing to lose a season, but not lose any non-negotiation they have with the union. More bottom line. You guys get no schedule at all unless you waive the right to file a grievance for non-negotiating what is supposed to be negotiating in good faith. How can you negotiate in good faith when you have no faith or trust in players they know have no faith or trust in them? Here's what we have learned from this dog and pony show. That is how long in the making already? Major League Baseball has insulted all dog and pony shows, and we have learned something else. We have more than one virus infecting the country. Item number two, what does this letter with postage do? When Manfred isn't taking back guarantees, he's writing letters. He wrote one to the New York Yankees that has something to do with cheating, but as far as we know, the Yankees only use garbage cans for trash. Anyway, the Yankees would like this letter returned to sender and then dumped into an Astro garbage can. We'll have more on this story moving forward. By the way, maybe you heard, a number of players, both with football and America's team, and the Texans, they have players who have tested positive. Now, Zeke is not happy. He has his name made public. Apparently, right now, you know what that means with Mr. Elliott. They're going to have to disinfect a Salvation Army kettle. It's not funny. He seems to be with quarantine. He seems to be isolating right now. But here you have with players haven't even started to play yet. And God forbid getting tested with the positive with the virus. Elliott had his name mentioned publicly, wasn't happy about that, and that is understandable. I think we have one of the two hubs. I know you can't believe what I just said. We have one of the two hubs. The New York Rangers and the New York Islanders are going to play, from reports over the weekend, in Las Vegas. The other hub still to be determined. Training camps open July 10. Maybe you heard about that. And when they return to play the season, that is still to be determined. And, of course, only the postseason format has been determined. And Kyrie Irving, he wants to get into social justice, and that is absolutely wonderful. Nothing wrong with that at all. But we know, you know, I know, we all know, he's not going to play again until Durant takes a break from tweeting. And once Irving finally discovers the earth is as round as the ball he plays with, he'll rehab with his injury at the same time he can rehab the USA over racism. So that is a good thing. And by the way, atop of the next hour at midnight, Evan Drellick of The Athletic will talk baseball with him. We'll talk about that letter that Manfred sent the Yankees. There doesn't seem to be much made about it. If I were to guess, first of all, you can almost make the argument that all teams have cheated at one time or the other, not as elaborate as what we saw from Houston. That was high technology at its best, but not from, and also with the Boston in 2018. But maybe something in 2017 with the Yankees. But name a team that hasn't cheated or at least attempted, you know, to steal something. If not a sign, then you know it's going to be something else. But the bottom line is that most teams do cheat. However, it's not supposed to be very significant. And what the Yankees don't want, of course, is any names that are mentioned from Manfred to the Yankees and Cashman. The letter went to Cashman. There are a couple of names apparently in this letter the Yankees don't want revealed, and they don't want the letter revealed at all. So it's going back and forth legally with that. If I were to guess anyone on the Yankees, it would have to be the day we heard from the Savages coming from Aaron Boone to the umpire, and Gardner with the bat on the ceiling of the dugout. What was going on? Although I doubt that that had anything to do with any kind of sign stealing. But nonetheless, we're all curious about what names might be in that letter, but good chance that those names, even though the letter might be revealed, the names may not. So do we have baseball in 2020 or not? It seems after Monday that Rob Manfred is no Joe Namath. I mean, he should not be making guarantees. So at the moment, if you heard what he had to say, if you read what he had to say, if you saw what he had to say, it doesn't seem like we might have a season in 2020. But I think he's calling Coogan's bluff. I think it is just another ploy just another way to negotiate in a non-negotiating three and a half months that has just made baseball look like a laughingstock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.